What's going on, Straight Talk About Life listeners? I want to thank every single one of you for joining me on today. If you're listening to me at 6 a.m. on my Feel the Beat web radio station, thank you so much for getting up so early to support me, to listen in. If you're listening to me at any other time of the day on any of my other platforms, I would like to thank you for taking time to press that play button and listen to me. You know, you could have been anywhere else in the world right now, but you decided to stop by, and I appreciate it. Some of my platforms include Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Spotify. You can find me on any of those platforms. I want to say that today has been an amazing, amazing day. I am staying positive. I'm here to spread positivity with you, to shed love and light, and encourage you, motivate you, and uplift you on today. Anytime you come to my podcast, if you're new here, anytime you come to my podcast, you're going to get nothing but positivity. I'm going to share things from my personal experience, testimonies. Sometimes people email me and comment, and I'll respond to those. But everything here is positive. I just love being positive. I love spreading happiness and joy, regardless what I'm going through in my personal life. And trust me, I go through a lot, but you'll never know it. You won't know it unless I tell you. And the mind is very powerful. And no matter what is thrown at me, I stay in a positive space. I figure out a way to turn negativity into positivity, and I just keep my mind on things that I'm trying to accomplish, things that I am accomplishing and things that I'm going to accomplish later in life. So I want to say that I was reading this quote from Dr. Martin Luther King, and let me see if I can remember it. The quote says something like, "You may not be able to see the entire staircase, but you should still take the first step." And when I read that, it was very powerful. I actually screenshot it. I did that because that's powerful within itself. Meaning, you know that you have goals in life. You know that you have things that you're working towards. In your mind, you can visualize your success. The big picture, right? But you have to get started. You have to at least take the first step. And in some of my other episodes, I was saying things like, take baby steps. And I say that because a lot of times if you jump out there and try to just do things at one time, you may lose focus. You may lose motivation. Things happen. You're trying to do too much too fast. After a while, it may become old to you. And like I said, you may just lose sight of what you're really working on. But if you take baby steps, work your way up, dot all your I's and cross all your T's, enjoy the process, enjoy the journey, enjoy everything, the ups and the downs. Don't just celebrate when you're up and when everything is going good. Still celebrate when you're going through hard times as well. And I had to learn this in my lifetime. I really, really had to learn this. So each day when I get up, I show gratitude and thanks for another day of being here, because So many people did not get up this morning. So many people didn't make it past last night. But I was fortunate enough to still be here, to get another chance, to get it right, to accomplish my goals and things that I'm working on. I was given another chance to be with my daughters. I was given another chance to be able to speak to my grandchildren. I was given another opportunity, and so were you. If you're listening to me right now, you are given another chance to be here, to get it right, to accomplish things that you didn't accomplish on yesterday. And I tell you, no matter what people are telling you, if they're being negative and putting you down and putting your dreams down, telling you that you shouldn't do things that you know you want to do. I know I always say, if it's positive, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do anything that you want to do. Don't wait on your amen corner. Don't wait on people to clap their hands for you, to pat you on the back. If you know within your soul and in your spirit that something is meant for you, go after it. Do it. And keep your mouth closed while you're doing it, while you're working on it. Don't tell people what you're doing, what you're working on. Because a lot of times we mess things up for ourselves by telling people what we're working on and giving them our good news and our happy news and everything. You shouldn't do that. And I'm a work in progress. I have been on this podcast telling about the good things that I'm working on. And then I wonder why come it didn't go through. Why come this thing that I was working on didn't go through? I just knew I had it in a bag. I knew that I was going to get it. We have to be careful speaking out loud, telling people and saying things that we're working on. Because I tell you, the enemy is not happy for you. The enemy is not happy when you're happy. The enemy wants you to be down in the dumps, crying, stressed out, depressed, sad, not finishing things that you start on, not accomplishing your goals, not being positive. I can speak on this because I know I've been there. And I hope what I'm saying is helping someone else on today. Stop telling people what you're working on. Keep it to yourself. Once you accomplish it, then tell them. A lot of times when you tell them, they're still not going to be happy for you. But that's okay. That is okay. You know how many times I've announced or told people things that I've accomplished, and the reaction is like, okay. Okay. To you, it might be okay. But to me, I'm turning cartwheels and flips. I'm excited because I know where I came from. I know all the naysayers and people that told me that I wasn't going to make it and told me that I shouldn't do this and I shouldn't do that. But I had a burning feeling inside of my heart and in my spirit that told me to go after what it is that I was wanting to do. So that's why I celebrate. That's why I tell people the things that I've accomplished. That's why I'm overjoyed. That's why I can smile right now in this moment. That's why I'm excited about life and excited about all of the things that the Most High is blessing me to be able to accomplish. Because at one point in my life, I was down on myself and I was starting to believe that I couldn't make it. I was starting to believe that I had to have somebody with me, or you know, if I don't have certain friends or certain things going on, and I probably just don't need to do it. I probably should just wait till next year. Or maybe that's not for me. Trust me, I've said it all. But the Most High gave me courage. Gave me strength to keep going. To keep going. Not only did I shock myself and shock my children, I shocked a lot of those people that told me that I probably shouldn't do it anyway. But I'm so thankful for the strength and determination that was given to me. If you sit and let people tell you what you should and shouldn't do, if you sit and believe the negativity that people speak over your life, you won't ever get started. You won't ever take that first step on that staircase. Don't wait on people to approve of what you're doing. If you feel something in your spirit and in your heart, do it. I'm here to tell you, go after your dreams. Life is short. No one is promised tomorrow. You're not even promised the next hour. Go after your dreams and live your life and be happy. Be happy. Don't be sad. Be happy. No matter what situation you're in right now, no matter what's going on in your life right now, be happy. Just smile for no reason. Spread happiness to other people for just no reason. Just because. Every time people see you, you should be smiling. Your teeth should be out. If you don't want to have your teeth out, just smile. Just, you don't have to show your teeth, but just smile. It's something about looking at someone else be happy that just warms my heart. I love, love seeing other people happy. I love seeing people in love. I just love to see people happy. I do. Happiness is contagious. So, if you're around me, I'm sorry, you're going to be happy. You know, that's just me. I'm probably going to crack a joke or two. It might be corny, I don't know, but that's just me. That's my personality. I love being goofy. I love making people laugh. I learned a long time ago that laughter is good for the soul. And sometimes when you're going through things, that just, you probably just got through crying. You might want to cry. You might be hurting inside. But laughter will turn all of that around. You cracking a joke or making someone else smile or laugh might mean the world to them. You never know what people are going through behind closed doors. Everything may look so good on the outside. They might look like they have it all together. Their family life, just them personally, they might look like they have it all figured out. But you'd be surprised how many people go home every day from work, working jobs that they really don't want to be at. Being around people that they just really don't want to be around. Putting on a fake smile. You have no idea how many people probably go home every day and just cry? How many people go home every day and just drink until they are just sleepy? Or people might be doing other drugs. You just never know what people are going through. You never know. That is why I make it my business. I make it my mission to always be kind to people. Always. My job that I was on for 18 years. I've told this story before, but if you're new here, my job that I was on for 18 years. I used to speak to a lot of customers. When they weren't satisfied with issues, they would ask for a manager. I would get on the phone or speak to them face to face. And no matter what situation was going on, no matter what it was, anytime they left my presence or hung the phone up, they told me that they were much happier than they were when they first came in the store or called me. Because I made it my mission to make sure that they were happy, they were satisfied, that they were calm. Anytime I spoke with them. Sometimes those people were probably going through other things before they got upset about the merchandise that they weren't happy with. They were probably already going through things. But just me being calm, being a good person, speaking to them like they were human, having empathy for them, spreading love and light, I was able to make them feel better. I had a couple of them to tell me that they were actually dealing with other things before talking to me. So I learned this a long time ago. When you come in contact with people, you just never know what they're dealing with. You don't know. You don't know if they're dealing with abuse of any sort. You don't know if they just lost their job, if they just lost a loved one. You don't know. So why not greet people with a smile when you see them? Shake their hand, give them a fist bump. Tell them to have a blessed day. Just be kind to people. And I promise you, if a lot of us would start doing this, a lot of other people are going to pick up on it. And then more people are going to pick up on it. And everyone's going to be loving on each other. Wouldn't that be a great place to be? In a community where everyone is loving on each other and helping each other, not tearing each other down, but lifting each other up and just being there for each other. So many people in competition with each other and trying to outdo each other. That is so sad to me. It really, really is, because I promise you, it's enough of anything out here for everyone. You can go get whatever that person has if you want it. Why be envious and salty because someone is doing better than you? Go out there and get your money up. Go back to school. Do what you need to do to get your life together. But don't sit up and hate on the next person because they're trying to make it in this thing that we call life. I always speak about this because I see it so much. And it honestly hurts me because I'm not like that. I'm not. And a lot of times people will mistake that for, you know, me trying to be better than people and all that. My mind is not even on that. I'm trying to be better than myself. I'm trying to be better than I was yesterday. I'm constantly improving on myself and becoming my higher self every single day. I literally love everyone. I'm not kidding. Even the people that has hurt me to the core. I still have love for them. And you don't have to be around people that have hurt you, mistreated you, people that treat you like crap. You don't have to be around them. But it takes nothing for you to just have love in your heart for them and just move on. Not everyone deserves to be in your presence. Everyone does not deserve a seat at your table. Not at all. And for so many years, people that were not supposed to be at my table were sitting right at my table with me. I had to learn that they couldn't sit at my table anymore. I had to go through some things to learn that. But I still have love for them. So, let's continue to spread love and light to everyone that we meet. Let's continue to become our higher self and be better than we were yesterday. I want to say another amazing quote that I read. It says, in order to recharge, you have to unplug. In order to recharge, you have to unplug. That is so amazing. Sometimes you have to get away from people. Unplug from people in order to be better. Sometimes you have to turn your phone off, put it on silent, put it on vibrate, do not disturb. Sometimes you have to turn the computer off, don't answer your door. Sometimes you just have to unplug so that you can recharge, or recharge so that, hold up. Unplug so you can recharge. That's what it is. Sometimes you have to do that. And I find that when I do that sometimes, and this is weird, but when I have done this, I've had people to get upset with me. Like, they're questioning me, like, why is your phone off? Why is your ringer off? Why is it on do not disturb? Like, huh? When you have people in your life like that, that really don't get it and don't understand, you may need to distance yourself from those type of people as well. Because I feel like it is a no-brainer that if a person is clearly turning off their devices, and not answering their door, they don't want to be disturbed. Either they're meditating, they're relaxing, they're studying, they're doing something, some kind of self-care. And who are you to get upset when you can't reach them? It's so weird. Or how about those people? They'll call your phone one time and you don't answer, right? Then they'll call again and again and again and again and again. It's like, it's so weird. I was like that when I was younger, but as I got older, I started realizing, look, people can clearly see that you're calling, right? So when they're done with whatever they're doing, when they're not busy anymore, they're going to call you back. They're going to call you. They're going to text you. They're going to get in touch with you some kind of way. I had to learn that. But I think it's really weird to like call people back to back to back, unless it's an emergency. That is the only reason to just constantly call people back to back. And if you're just calling like that and you don't want anything, you're being selfish. You're really being selfish. And I'm sure a lot of people do this. Please don't get mad at me. Don't comment. Don't email me. I'm just saying, like, they have a caller ID. They can see that you're calling. Give people time. Give them grace. Let them work or relax or whatever they're doing. Give people their alone time. I think we all should have alone time, self-care, hours and days where we're just not disturbed. Unless it's an emergency. But I know I'm not the only one that thinks that way. But yeah, I don't know why. So I think somebody just needs to hear that. It just popped on my mind for some reason. But I hope everyone continues to have the most amazing, amazing, amazing day. Because I am going to make the most of today. No matter what is thrown at me. If it's negative, I'm going to make it positive. I'm going to surround myself with nothing but positivity, positive people, positive things. Yes, I want the same for you all. And I want you all to know that the Most High loves you so much. And guess what? Yep, you guessed it. I love you all too. Now go out there and be great.